And I want to start off to talking about this new leaked Pentagon UFO report. So this report's revealed new details about a UFO encounter that shocked Navy fighter pilots above the Pacific. So the 2009 report doesn't bear any date or agency logo, but four officials confirmed that it was written as part of a Pentagon program with input from multiple agencies. KLAS reported this, and the Las Vegas News Station obtained the unclassified report while visiting Washington, D.C. for a debriefing arranged by former Senator Harry Reid. The report reveals stunning new firsthand accounts of the November 14th, 2004 encounter, which was documented in a video that emerged in December of last year. If you remember that, it came out right after me and Derek's book, The Day the Earth Stands Still, that talks about UFO disclosure, came out. That video was released right after the book was, which was strange. But so this incident unfolded as the Nimitz carrier group was conducting training exercises off the coast of Southern California and Mexico ahead of a deployment in the Arabian Sea. Now, beginning around November 10th, the USS Princeton, which is a Ticonderoga-class guided missile cruiser, made multiple radar contacts with what the report calls an anomalous aerial vehicle, or an AAV. They just keep coming up with new acronyms. You know, it's UFO, it's UAP, it's AAV, it's all these weird things, but they just can't get the acronym right. I just like UFO. But the senior chief fire controlman on the Princeton, which was equipped with ultra-advanced AN Spy 1 multifunctional phased array radar, reported that the AAV, I'm just going to say UFO, they're saying AAV, I'm just going to say UFO, but it appears that this UFO appeared from 60,000 feet, the radar's scan ceiling, and descended very rapidly to about 50 feet across above the surface of the ocean. They would hover for a short time and then depart at high velocities and turn rates, demonstrating advanced capabilities. And that's what the senior chief said. So this senior chief, who had 17 years of experience in fire control on cruisers, he said that he never obtained an accurate track on this UFO because they exhibited speeds consistent with a ballistic missile, but the radar was set to air intercept mode rather than ballistic missile tracking mode. So then, on November 14th, the Princeton again detected a UFO around 11 a.m. and called it in two FA-18 Hornets that happened to be returning from the USS Nimitz from a training exercise. An E-2C Hawkeye surveillance plane was also operating in the area and attempted radar contact on the UFO, but made only intermittent contact as it was unable to gain a track. So the skies were clear and blue with unlimited visibility that day, and the sea was calm, and this is all according to this report. The first fighter jet to investigate, it was a USMC single-seat FA-18C. It flew within 5 to 10 nautical miles of the UFO's location, but could not see it. Instead, he reported seeing a circular disturbance in the water about 50 to 100 meters in diameter, and it apparently, it reminded the pilot of something rapidly submerging into the ocean, like a submarine. So the report hypothesized that it's possible that the disturbance was being caused by a UFO, but that the UFO was cloaked or invisible to the human eye. The Marine pilot was called off after the controller asked a plane carrying ordnance to respond, which he was not. When he returned to the USS Nimitz, his intelligence officer asked him if he'd seen the supersonic tic-tac. That's how it was described. The next jet responded was a Navy FA-18F piloted by David Fravor and Lieutenant Jim Slate, who made visual contact with the UFO that they have since publicly discussed, corroborating the report. So Fravor also spotted a disturbance in the water, almost as if it were boiling. That's how he described it. But this time, hovering above the disturbance was a strange object. The object was shaped like an elongated egg or a tic-tac, according to Fravor, and was holding like a Harrier, the jump jet that can take off vertically. Now, Slate, whose name is redacted from the report, described it as solid, white, smooth, with no edges. It was uniformly colored with no pylons or wings or anything like that. So he described the exterior of the object as like it had a white candy-coated shell, almost like a whiteboard, end quote. When Fravor attempted to make a close pass of this object to get some kind of visual recognition, the object appeared to react, realigning its axis to point at the approaching plane. The AAV then ascended quickly and departed, or the UFO, ascended quickly and departed at supersonic speed. When Fravor and Slate returned to the Nimitz, the sailors that were in the intelligence center actually put on tinfoil hats to greet them, asking them eagerly about their UFO flight. So they kind of treated it as a joke. But later on in that day, another plane made the video that's since been released, according to this report. So around 3 p.m., another Navy F/A-18F tracked a remarkable object on FLIR, F-L-I-R, which Fravor's plane had not been equipped with. The pilot said he couldn't confirm whether he had tracked the same object seen by Fravor and Slate because he never made visual contact, only tracked it through the FLIR. So the report notes that the USS Louisville nuclear fast attack submarine was operating in the area and detected no unusual undersea activity over the duration of these incidents. And the incident was filed in a regular training mission report, and it's unclear if it was reported up the chain of command, but that's what the report found. The air crews involved made and kept a copy of the FLIR recording, but were subject to, quote, a high level of ridicule, end quote, over the incident. And that comes from the report. So whatever this UFO was, the report stresses that it was no known aircraft or air vehicle currently in the inventory of the United States or any foreign nation. That's a direct quote from the report. Former Senator Reid, who's now recovering following cancer surgery, and others have urged Congress to create a new Pentagon program to study similar incidents as a matter of national security. And apparently another highly classified version of the leaked report was also written, but it's unlikely to ever be released. Maybe that'll get leaked too. So what do you think about this? I think that we're going to keep getting reports like this. I don't think that we're ever actually going to see full-on disclosure. You know, I don't think that's going to happen. Although I will say, if it was going to happen, we have our best shot at it in a Trump presidency. This has been the most transparent, leaky presidency, I think, ever. I mean, they just can't keep any kind of secret.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.